The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Hello, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, my guest is Robert Williams, founder of No Limit for the number 4 Recovery Clubhouse, located at 2403 Harris Street. This is an organization that is giving back to the community. And I'm going to introduce Robert to you now so that he can tell us the mission statement, and we can go from there.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? My name is Robert Williams, Jr., and our mission statement at No Limit for Recovery Clubhouse Incorporation, we are a nonprofit organization whose goal is to provide continuous educational opportunities that will allow our youth to expand and express their talents. To provide positive outlets for youth dealing with daily stressors and the transition from adolescence to adulthood, and also to provide much-needed programs for the elderly that address issues of hunger, homelessness, and financial stability. Also to formulate methods and activities that foster positive empowerment of families, youth, and communities. And we also, you know, our mission statement also provides family values based upon spiritual concepts and provide the necessary resources to families and individuals to accomplish such goals through referral and networking with appropriate agencies, and to rebuild communities free from enabling crutches and encourages activities such as drug distribution, drug use, and other illegal activities. Also to create a safe and clean community that families can be proud of to live and grow within, raise families and generations to rise again. So that's basically our mission statement.
Okay, then. And I am very excited about this organization because God is leading a group of men and women into giving back to the community that they were raised in a big, big way. They're not just sitting back saying somebody should do something. They have stepped up to the plate, and they're providing a place for people to be able to express themselves, and they are giving back to the community, as I said, in a big, big way. Now, tell me about yourself, Robert, and what led you to do this?
Well, you know, back in 89, you know, I was working on drugs and alcohol and doing all kind of crazy stuff in the same community. You know, I helped destroy it, you know, and so I've been clean now since 89. So I have about 31 years clean. But all we say is all we got is today.
Right.
You know, and so I live every day to the fullest. So my thing with my problems I had, I thought it was drugs and alcohol, but it was long before that. I had personal relations I wasn't willing to deal with. But now I realize coming back into the community, you know, I use my greatest pain, but my past is my greatest asset. So I use the same thing I did to tear up the community to rebuild it. You know, so through my own experiences and hope, I just give back. You know, but it's not really about me today. I didn't make it about me when I came over to this facility. I wanted to make sacrifices for the community. And with the people that I have around me, you know, Edward Ambush, Larry Frank, you know, Travis and my treasurer, you know, Irvin Francis, those guys means a lot because they believe in the vision I believe in. So it is working out fine.
That is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
Now, how did you choose the name No Limit for Recovery?
Oh, man, that name is just stood out. God bless the dead. I had a friend of mine. His name was Danny Pennywell, and we was trying to figure out the name of it. He recently passed a few months ago, and we were trying to figure out a name. This guy picked the name out, No Limit. And he got asked, why you choose No Limit? He said, because every meeting you would go to, people always would put a time limit on God's message. He said, you shouldn't have a time limit on that. So we choose No Limit, because if we want somebody to, you don't have to be free from alcohol and drugs to come in and express how you feel. Just coming in, just talk about how you, where you at, how you feel. And that really works for us well.
Oh, it really does. That's wonderful. Now tell us the function of No Limit for Recovery.
Well, our main function, you know, is to give back to the community. Right now, we actually partnering with, you know, different people that we got different sponsors that's helping us now, you know, throughout the last year. Yes, ma'am. We're involved now with Stop the Violence. We're involved with Ms. Reba down at Reentry Solutions. United Way that stepped in and helping us out. You know, and also, you know, we're opening ourselves up now to organizations to come in and sit at the table with us so we can all become one and be stronger. Okay. Because we know a lot of people on the side right now that's feeding the community and giving back to the community. But we all stand up for the same cause, so our doors are always open.
Makes you stronger.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. Now, yes. Do you have meetings? Can addicts come in off the street and you know, you'll talk to them, or do you have meetings for recovering addicts and whatnot?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We have our meetings right now. We have meetings in our building 7 days a week.
Oh, okay.
7 days a week. We always have a meeting Monday through Friday. We have one at 12 noon, one at 6. We also have a great meeting. I'm not saying Monday through Saturday. It's 12 noon at 6. And on Sundays at 6 p.m. Also, what we able to do over here, if you're skeptical about going to treatment, I have access to getting you into treatment. So I can get you into treatment from out this building. I know I have people that can change. Also, we have the Hope Center we partner with down in Watsonville. You know, we have Longleaf, of course, in this area. We have Red River Treatment Center in this area. We can get you guys into those facilities because a lot of people are afraid to ask that one question of, how can I get free of drugs, alcohol? What is the first step? The first step is surrendering. You got to admit defeat. You know, and then if you do that process and be willing to come in and share what you got, just where you at, you know, we can see you through the rest, only by God's grace.
That's just wonderful. I know I keep saying that word wonderful, but it is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
That you're able to do that. And you started in November of last year, and you know, y'all have come, y'all, because I see y'all on Facebook, some of the things that you're doing in the community. Uh-huh. And instead of tearing down the community, you're helping to build the community. And that's commendable. And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, and you're getting the word out. That's commendable. And people have a place to come when they're in trouble, when they need somebody to talk to, when they've hit the bottom and they want to go, you know, they want to get help, and they have a place that they can come. And that's very commendable.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you enjoy most about giving back to the community?
Right now, you know, what I enjoy about giving back to the community, man, is just seeing the light in the eyes, knowing you know, you reach someone or you help someone and you don't want anything back in return. You know, God has truly blessed me to wake up this morning. So if I can help just one person, you know, put a certain bag or give them something to eat, or like recently we've been putting tarps on people's houses in the community. You know, it's like just going, being able to make a difference, you know. That means the world to me. So, and the people that I have around me is about the same thing. I could not ask for a group of people to be around me. And I cannot ask for a better wife to support what I believe in. You know, but what I see now, my mom looking at me different. You know, she, at first she didn't know what we was going to be about in the building. Now she realized how many people we helped. About her being able to see the change, you know, that That means a lot. You know,
that means a lot.
It means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. And to have the support of your family and friends, that's you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. That's priceless.
You can't beat it. Like you said, it's priceless.
It's priceless. And,
you know, so now, how is your organization affecting change in the community?
Well, what I've seen with the change around is that at first, when I first got here, a lot of people didn't understand what this was. Well, they thought it was a church. And it's not a church. It's spiritual based, yes. And they didn't really know what it was until I opened the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them to come in and see for themselves. And I would tell that to anybody. Don't just pass by. Come in and see for yourself. We are also a community resource organization. That means that we didn't put on one clinics for the community. You know, and we outreach to the community. So if there's things you think you can't get to, you know, you can if you come in and ask, and you come through the door and just ask that one question. And you don't have to be sober. You don't have to be sober to come in here. You just come as you are. You know, being able to help a homeless guy 2 months ago get into treatment was a blessing. Being able to go down to the county and help another lady get into treatment was a blessing. But I want to be an outlet to the surrounding, to send off.
Right.
And let them know, if you're in the all-male quarters, if you're on lower third, if you're on upper third, if you're struggling with addiction or other issues, come by here. It's not just limited to the same quarters areas. It's for the whole send-off to know.
Absolutely.
And we're here for you. So, and we're going to go to bat for you as long as you're willing to go to bat for yourself. Because we're here to stay. And it's a journey for us.
I know.
Not a destination, it's a journey. So we'll be here.
That's it. And God bless y'all for what you're doing and for the services that you're providing for others. That means a lot to them, and like you said, the smile on their faces and the light in their eyes, you know, and it's giving people hope.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a wonderful thing. That's a good thing.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Now, do you need volunteers and donations?
We're always looking for sponsors, you know, to help us out. We didn't have several people that helped us out with certain things we need inside the building, so far as the carpet pipe, the cameras and stuff we got around the building now for security.
Really?
We have cameras now around our building for protection of the community, as well as the people that come inside the facility. But we are always seeking donations and from the community, monetary-wise. If you have clothes you don't want to use anymore, or you have non-perishable items in your pantry you want to get rid of, stop by here, because we give them to people that's in need daily.
Okay.
We have a lot of people out here, not just out here, but in the community that are suffering every day. That's not eating, not sleeping, don't have anything to wear or put on. We want to be that outlet to them. And give it to them, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what we want the community to know. We always need sponsors, always need people to come to the table and sit down and bring stuff to the table, or what we could do to help them. You know, maybe we can partner up and do some different adventures. But we're willing to do that on a day-to-day basis, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what's your contact information if we want to send donations or...
Yes, ma'am.
And
you can contact me personally at 318. My name, of course, is Robert Williams at 318-277-0203. Or you can just come by the clubhouse, leave a message or leave a note or whatever. Somebody will be in the facility and just come by 2403 Harris Street and see what we have to give back to the community. Because, you know, we're in a divine time right now with COVID going on and with these two storms. We understand how things are, because we weren't willing to close during COVID because we have people out there still dying from their addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to weather these storms out together. So if there's anything we can do to be a help, we will be there for you.
I just commend you for you and your team.
For
what you're doing, and I know that y'all are godly people,
so
you're doing things the right way, and that makes such a big difference, doing things the right way. Now, y'all have stepped there, and you know, just to let people know, there are men and women in this organization. It's not just exclusive for men. It's men and women that is in your organization. We are glad to have you, to have y'all in the community, and to be able to help in whatever way we can help. And these men and women have presented an opportunity for the community to roll up their sleeves and help. So we should all think about volunteering to help make a difference in No Limit for Recovery, because it's for the community. It's a community effort. And working together provides services for the people around us. And that's a great thing. And Robert, I thank you for this time. I thank you for speaking with us today. And, you know, I'm excited. I am excited about y'all's organization. And this is an opportunity for people to just step up to the plate and help wherever they can. And I thank you so much.
And I thank you so much for having us, Ms. Barbara. You have been there with us since day one. And Lord knows he had to be the one that seen you, because you have been a blessing to our organization. Yes. And we really appreciate you. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate being there, too. You take care. God bless all of you. And keep up the good work. And God will richly bless y'all.
You have a blessed one, too. Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Take care now.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. This is a continuation of Recognizing No Limit for Recovery. It's a community organization helping those in need in many areas. And I have with me right now Rebbe Jones. And so many of you know Rebbe. She wears many hats. She is always helping someone in some way, whether it's food baskets, clothes, housing, and in so many other ways. She is also affiliated with No Limit for Recovery, No Limit for Recovery Clubhouse with Robert Williams and his team. Now, Rebbe, I'd just like to ask you, what is the importance of an organization like this, whose goal is to give back to their community and surrounding communities in Rapides Parish?
It is very important that this organization and others like it exist, because they do so much in so many ways. It is so needed in the community. I work with him on a regular basis. I give out clothes. Recently we did a warrant release clinic where the city marshal came in, released the warrants, and gave a new court date. The first warrant release clinic that we did, we had 33 people. The second one, 25 people. And these people came in with warrants from the city court, and they were released and given new court dates. And Robert was very instrumental in getting these people in. Also, they do feedings all the time for people in that area, and people come from everywhere to eat there. He helps people in the community. Recently, there was an older lady that had a lot of problems with her house, and he got an electrician. They did the tarp on the roof, they mowed the grass, and they do continue to do so many services in the community. And it's very important to be in the community working to people that need help. And these people come from different areas of the city, and he helped them in different ways. And it's just a blessing that he is in that capacity, because so many people need that support.
Absolutely.
You know, he gives out uniforms to the children, school supplies. He supplies food baskets. I mean, he does a lot in that community. That organization is much needed. Much needed. And he does a tremendous amount of work. I volunteer on a regular basis with him, and I enjoy the work and the working relationship that we have. You know, with that
And when you have people like this who share in the heartbeat of the community is strengthened, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And not only do they provide information and direction for recovering addicts, they launch out in the community to provide help for those in need. Like you just said, the lady who needed her lawn mowed and tarp on her house. And I think that it's important to recognize our people at home, because too many times our people are doing great things, but, you know, there is not a lot of recognition. And, you know, we recognize people abroad who are doing things, but, you know, I'm all about recognizing our people at home because they deserve the recognition. And they're helping those, and it has such a positive impact on the community. Now, he's located at 2403 Harris Street, right?
Correct.
No
Correct.
Limit for the number 4 Recovery Clubhouse.
Right.
Okay.
And I wanted to also say that he is a product of the Sonya Quarters, and right. So am I. And they think that our area is one of the worst areas in town. So that's why we work so diligently and so hard, because we give back to the community, because we want our community to be a strong neighborhood. And we, you know, we work with different agencies to accomplish that. He gives out toys, and he does everything positive to help those young people in need, to help older people that need support. And yes, he should be recognized for his service, because he works very diligently and he works very hard in the community. And I'm so glad that our paths met, you know, because we need that strong reinforcement in the community.
Absolutely. And he has a strong team that's working with him. He's not
right.
He's not doing that by himself. He has his wife, he has support, and he has team members who are just as excited about the program. And they have that camaraderie, and they have that brotherhood and sisterhood of
right.
helping and engaging in positive things, because he has told me the story of where he came from and what he did and how he was addicted to drugs, and God brought him out, brought him through that into such a positive place. And now he's being used to give back to the very community that he took from. And
exactly.
that's a wonderful thing. And I've always heard that too, that Sonya Quarters was one of the worst places in town. Of course, I never knew anything about Sonya Quarters, just what I heard. But now, you know, Sonya Quarters is being put on the map as a very positive place.
Right.
In the Alexandria Pineville area. So that's a wonderful thing. And you have a lot of things going on also, and one of these days I'm going to see if we can get together to let people know what you're doing, because you really do a lot of things, and a lot of people knows Miss Reby or Reby. And that's wonderful. But I appreciate you speaking with me on behalf of No Limit for Recovery. I just thank you for doing that. And God bless you.
And thank you, Miss Barbara.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. If you have canned goods that you'd like to share with No Limit for Recovery, if you have clothes or coats, it's going to be getting cold pretty soon. Donate it to No Limit for Recovery, 2403 Harris Street. They will appreciate anything that you have to offer. And don't bring your worst clothes out there. Bring some of the best things that you have to give away to other people to help them. Homeless people come in sometimes and they'll need blankets or warm clothes and coats, caps, and whatnot to keep them warm during the winter months. And it would just be a great gesture to donate. If you have money that you'd like to donate to the organization, donate whatever you can to help these people to continue on doing great things for the community. God bless you.
Listen to me.
I thought that I could do a lot on my own. Whoa, I thought I even thought I could make it. Lord have mercy.
Thought I could make it on my own, but now I realize I can't.